If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher Radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Solomon says in Proverbs 4, guard your heart. How do you guard those hearts? Well, in three cases now, we've seen where separation is essential for the believer. Not because we are better, but because we want to ensure that we don't become like those who exhibit the behaviors of the damned. People send you emails, and the emails are very vicious. Why do you open them? AOL will allow you to block them. They go right to your spam folder, and you don't have to open them. Why do you allow these people to have access to your soul? What deficiency lies in us that makes us want to be victimized? Why aren't we healthy enough to say, I'm not letting you do that to me anymore? Here's a litmus test. How do you feel when you see their number come up on your phone? If you say, oh my God, don't answer the phone. Why would you answer it? Guard your heart. See what it's saying? That verb there, I believe it's in the imperative. It doesn't actually give us that when we research the verb, but I believe that it's meant to be in the imperative. You take the authority and guard your heart from those negative feelings, because let me tell you something. You're only one action away from killing somebody. Because we all have that sin nature. And since murder is a sin, you possess the ability to do it. You just haven't been pushed far enough. You hang with those individuals, then they will stir that thing up in you. You hang with liars, you're going to lie. You hang with fornicators, you're going to fornicate. That's why the Bible says don't even associate with them. Why? Because the spirit of lust is extremely connective. Extremely connective. People that are motivated by spirits of lust can never have wholesome brother-sister relationships. For those types of people, that person of the opposite sex is just a sex partner in waiting. They put you up on the little box that says break in case of emergency. And you can tell based upon certain statements that are made, certain things. Why would somebody who's your brother or sister in Christ call you at 12 midnight talking about, I need to talk? Can I come by? And you say, oh, sure. Praise the Lord. Yes. God bless you. And then it happens, and you're at the altar praying, and now you're asking God to be your abortionist. And all you had to do was come out from among them and separate yourself. See, you lost your mind. No, you ain't coming over here. Call Pastor Aaron. Wake him up. Why? Because I'm righteous, and I don't want to put my righteousness in a compromising position. How can I explain being seen coming out of your house at 12 midnight? Well, they needed me. They could have waited 6 more hours. Well, what if they killed themselves? God has been keeping people since the days of Adam and Eve. And if he can't keep them now, I certainly can't. Guard your hearts. There are people who say, oh, well, God has given me a counseling ministry. There's no such thing as a counseling ministry. That is not written in the Bible. Most people who say they have counseling ministries say such because they have a need to be needed. And so they just stand like the Statue of Liberty. Give me your tired, your poor, your demon-possessed, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. And so they're always with people, and they always become the dumping ground for other people's problems. Since when has God abdicated his throne and given that responsibility to us? You can only take so much. How much dumping can you take? Now, this is one of the ways you know when you've taken too much, when you start blaming those above you for not seeing it the way you see it. Eagles have no natural predators except man, and that's only because we have guns. But eagles have no natural predators. You know why? Crows are scavenger birds that really peck at anything. So when an eagle manages to come down to the lower atmospheres for whatever reason, a crow just may come up to him and kind of harass him. You know what the eagle does? The eagle doesn't pay any attention to the crow. He just flies higher. He says at some point, this crow's going to run out of oxygen because he's not able to fly as high as me. And eagles have been known to fly at 30,000 feet. That means up there with airplanes. So all the eagle does is says, I'm not fighting with you. I'm just going to go higher. Are you getting the message? You don't have to fight with people. Just go higher. Just fly higher. And what will happen? Because their insides aren't geared to that atmospheric level, they'll die off. Just don't answer the phone. They'll get the message. Don't respond to the email. Guard your hearts. Don't ask the Holy Spirit to do it. That's not his job. His job is to open your eyes so that you can see when you're being made a fool of. There's some things you have to do. Walk away. There's some things you have to avoid if you're going to have spiritual sanity. Since we all possess the ability to fall into incomprehensible sin, which means sins that we commit that your parents would say, what is wrong with you? I don't understand how you could do that. Incomprehensible. How does that happen? Because we get sucked into the vacuum of friendship. Now, there's a psychological reality to this, and that is that most of us hold on to those types of people because they need us. And most of us that come from backgrounds and homes without any substantive connection and love and affection, we tend to migrate towards idiots. It is a known fact that when a young lady has a bad relationship with her father, or if her father was just not in her life, there's a 90% chance she's going to have a bad relationship with all the men in her life because she's really looking for a daddy. And since that man wants from you what your father didn't want from you, you're going to find yourself incapable of resisting because he's going to make you feel like the little girl that your daddy should have made you feel. And the same way with men. Men that don't have good relationships with their mothers, you'll find that they migrate toward bossy women because they didn't have a woman to give them guidance and love, yet femininity. They migrate towards those bossy, nasty women. All right, get over here. I'm ready to go right now. We're going to eat in that restaurant, but I don't like that food. You going to then just get chicken. But we going, okay, baby, okay. How did you wind up in that place? Because you were not with strong men. This is a problem we have in the African American community, is that most of us were raised in matriarchal homes where the woman, grandmama, aunt, you know, was leading you. And so when you grow up with a disproportionate view of how those relationships interact. All your adult life consists of is the releasing of what was in your childhood. That's all it is. That's why the Bible gives us this strong admonition in 2 Corinthians 6. Come out from among them and be separate. Not because you're better, but because you're God's child. And he knows that the longer you stay with individuals who exhibit these characteristics, here's what's going to happen. Your soul will begin to adopt that behavior. You take the person that's had multiple marriages. You know, I'm not talking about one or two, because sometimes you get married young, realize you blew it, and then come back a second time and try to make it right. I'm talking about those Elizabeth Taylor and Mickey Rooney marriages. 7, 8, 9, 10. You don't get a license no more. You get a learner's permit. And yet it's becoming an active thing in the church. Here's the question. What are you looking for? And why do you continue to slip into these relationships, knowing that you lack the ability for permanence? Why do you keep dallying in these relationships? Because it has become part of your soul. Commitment is gone. Fighting through it is gone. It is easy to say, nix this, I'm out. Marriage has nothing to do with love. Because you can love 30,000 times. You can love anybody you see. What the song say? If you can't be with the one you love, y'all supposed to be Christians. Supposed to be born again, full of the Holy Spirit. And you know that demonic song. Love the one you're with. Lord, help us. Everybody get down to this altar. But there's a truism. Why? Because the soul will go wherever it's enticed. It does not possess the ability to make rational decisions. That's why there's a triangle in you. Your soul, your mind, and your tongue. Because all three of them, left alone, lack discipline. Your mind goes everywhere. Some of you in prayer, you can be in prayer, feeling the presence of God, and your mind goes to something stupid. You don't know how it got there. You in God's presence. He's getting ready to step in and talk to you like James Earl Jones. He's getting ready to say something to you deep in heaven, and your mind to just slip to Jimmy Choo. I should have got that pocketbook. I should have bought those shoes. And God says, whoa, where'd that come from? I have no idea. You ever find there are times when you don't have a reason to lie, but you just lie? There's no reason. Oh, did you see the movie last night? You know you didn't. Yeah, it was good. You lying like a Persian rug. Why? Because James said the tongue is an unruly member and you can't control it. And I ain't even going to talk about the eyes. That's why Jesus said, pluck them out. Your eyes will see a car and say, I want that. Your eyes will tell you, yes, go ahead and get it, baby. Then he'll tell your mind, go ahead, just envision it. And then the spiritual part of you will begin to kick in. I'm going to claim it in the name of Jesus. But you forget that Jesus isn't paying for it.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
10215A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise it.